Well, there'll be $18.80 a week extra in the pay packets of some of the nation's lowest paid, covering more than 2 million people, the government says, after the Fair Work Commission's wage decision today. But neither unions nor business are happy. The 2.5% rise from July is less than the 3.5% the ACTU had been calling for, but above the 1.1% argued for by business. Our reporter Lexi Metherill has been looking at the decision.
Well, Linda, after this decision, the minimum wage is rising from $19.84 an hour to $20.33 an hour. So that's $772.60 a week, or almost $19 more a week. And the Fair Commission panel has really gone for the middle ground here with this 2.5% increase between the competing demands of 3.5% from unions and 1.1% from the business lobby and the federal government, which in fact proposed no change to the minimum wage. But the Australian Council of Trade Union secretary isn't happy with the decision. She says today's result does not keep up with price rises of essentials like fuel, for example, which climbed nearly 9% in that quarter. And she's also unhappy that it's delayed wage increases for retail, tourism and fitness sector workers. Here's Sally McManus, the secretary of the ACTU.
We are very disappointed that they've decided to delay those increases, in particular for retail workers. Retail workers are essential workers who worked all the way through the pandemic. Some of those workers work for very, very profitable companies that actually had record profits during the pandemic. There is no reason, in fact, it is unfair to delay those increases.
Sally McManus, the Secretary of the ACTU. So, Lexi, what is the Fair Work Commission's reasoning behind the 2.5% minimum wage increase?
Well, just looking back at last year's minimum wage decision of 1.75%, that was the smallest in 12 years, and it was made in a period of great uncertainty. But this year, the Commission panel said the circumstances are quite different. It noted that there was broad consensus in the submissions before it that the current performance of the economy has exceeded expectations and that the economic recovery is well underway. But at the same time, it's still acknowledged there remains a risk of domestic outbreaks of COVID. So it said awarding an increase in line with what the ACTU was calling for would have run a real risk of affecting employment opportunities of low-skilled and young workers, but awarding an increase less than increases in prices and living costs would amount to a real wage cut. Nonetheless, the head of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Jenny Lambert, maintains today's increase will be a burden for businesses.
Economically, the spend benefit of any increase that's flowing from this will be taken away by the cost benefit in terms of the reduction of hours and jobs. Because employers who can afford to pay, particularly in some areas where there's a tight labour market, do pay above award wages. Always the minimum wage case hurts those businesses that can least afford it.
The Acting Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Jenny Lambert. So, Lexi, wages growth has been sluggish in the Australian economy. Does this do much for that?
Well, according to IR Minister Michaela Cash, this decision represents a real wage increase for up to 2.2 million Australian workers, and that Australia's minimum wage is already the highest in the world, according to the OECD. But progressive economists say this won't really do anything for the overall wages picture. The director of the Australia Institute Centre for Future Work, economist Jim Stanford, says today's decision falls short of what's happening overseas, where countries are increasing minimum wages by far more as a mechanism to help consumers spend more and boost the economic recovery. And he disputes the Chamber of Commerce and Industry's argument that it will be bad for business.
One day they're saying there's a terrible shortage of workers and they can't find enough people to work. The next day they're saying we can't increase the wages at all or we'll destroy jobs. Those two statements are completely incompatible. We have seen a recovery in employment in Australia, and it's been very encouraging. And workers deserve a better minimum wage increase than they got, and businesses will benefit from it because you'll see stronger consumer spending.
Jim Stanford is an economist and director of the Australia Institute's Centre for Future Work. Our reporter there, Lexi Metherill.